will be able to listen to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbie, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
I am doing good. Doing good. Now, our show today is about pet peeves, you know, and it seems to me that everybody. Okay. Well, our show today is about pet peeves and everybody's pet peeve. Right. Have any pet peeves?
Well, yes, I do. I just think that it's kind of crazy that people have basically crazy pet peeves, because I did look it up and that is in the definition. Things that bug you, that drive you crazy. But each individual person, some things just don't bother one person, whereas another person, it would drive them crazy. So I just thought it'd be interesting to hear ours, and then maybe some people would call in with theirs if it's really weird. I mean, some are just basic, like scratching your fingernails down a chalkboard. Of course, nobody's going to like that. Who
I don't
would
think
like
anybody
that, right?
does. No. But I'll tell you, you know, I looked up the definition, so I'm going by the definition. I mean, I did some time to look up the definition before the show today. And it is true that I deal with customer service daily, you know, if it's not with somebody. So it makes me nervous coming to call, you know, customer service when, like, say the bank, you know, with the problem with my debit card. That bugs me because, and I did look on the definition, and dealing with customer service does list it as one of the examples of pet peeves. But it's so stressful. But I do it to make sure that everybody, you know, that I function, you know, that I get everything I'm doing works well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. So you just deal with the pet peeves. Well, most people have to deal with them because sometimes they're all around them. So I feel kind of embarrassed and shy to talk about them because my first one is kind of gross. If people think about it, it's very gross to me. I'm wondering if it bothers you or anybody out there as much. Okay, do you want me to begin?
Go right ahead.
Okay, when I go into the shower or bathtub, if I see one hair, I won't be able to get near it. I will have to rinse it down. Hair bugs me. That is loose. Loose on the floor. Also, I have to put slippers on. I cannot walk on a floor without shoes because even if a little tiny granule gets on the bottom of my foot or a hair, but hairs you can't even see, so that's the worst, but you can feel them. And I can't let that happen. But people think, oh, you're so prissy, or what's wrong? You don't like your feet to touch the ground. No, I love the ground outside. I love the grass. I love the sand. So that's fine with me. Nature, I can touch my feet too. But inside a home, because there might just be a granule there that I might step on, which would really bother me. And that is my pet peeve. I've always had it. My best friend from fifth grade, when I'd stay over at her house, she had to go into the bathroom and make sure there was no hair anywhere before I used the bathroom. And she always thought it was so funny because I go, well, does it bother you? And she goes, it doesn't really bother her. It really doesn't. So I think it's one of my weird little pet peeve quirks. What about you?
Well, you know,
and then,
like,
I'll tell you my next one after you tell me. We'll go back and forth now.
What bothers me is when I'm talking to a kid and the kid is a pathological liar. and the parents don't seem to really care about it, you know, because it makes me wonder, well, is this kid going to hold out a job when he gets older, you know?
Okay. Well, those are things that are kind of more broad. Can't you just be more specific, like one thing that somebody says that irks you? Okay, so what did you say? You don't like a kid that what?
That lie. Like, you know, kids who have a habit of not telling the truth, you know? Those are really, I mean, they really bother me because...
Yeah, but how do you know if they are or not? How do you know if they're telling...
They say some ridiculous stuff. They say a lot of ridiculous stuff. And the kids, and you can tell, it's sort of ridiculous, the things that they say. And you got to realize that the other kids that may interact with it may not know what's going on. So let's say that Priscilla was like 10. Okay, and she had a friend who's a pathological liar. Well, you know, Priscilla or eight. Priscilla may not be old enough to know that the other kid is lying. So,
I'm not so sure if that is a pet peeve. Don't you have anything
I don't think that's a good example, really. But do you have anything that is kind of gross or icky or annoying besides the kid that lies?
Well, I have to say that people who have a lot of tattoos can be annoying, or like the pet peeve. I've always been more of a, you know, wanting to, you know, just, I never understood why people draw on it. I'm not saying that tattoos are evil. I'm just saying I personally never understood it. Is tattoos
well, I
be
think
a pet
that
peeve?
You're grasping at straws right now, because if that was a pet peeve, every time you saw a tattooed person, you would be like, oh, my God, oh, my God. You won't believe it, but I saw this person with a tattoo again today, and it just drove me insane.
Okay.
That's a pet peeve. That is a pet peeve. It's not your thoughts on different issues and things like that. It is something that bugs you. Okay, what bugs you, Johnny? And if you don't have anything that bugs you, fine. That's fine.
I'll
go on to mine, okay?
But if you think of something, I'll say it, okay?
Okay. Well, I do not like it at all, and it does drive me crazy when I see it anywhere. When a person is holding another person's hand, or they have their hand on the person's back, and the thumb does this caressing movement. I can't stand that. That will drive me up the wall. And I also told Priscilla that bugs me. So we have a running inside joke about it, how if we see it on TV or we see anybody doing that, we look at each other and we burst out laughing. And she thinks it's so sick, too. She can't stand it. It makes her sick. And I have an example of a person out there who does it that you could watch on TV all the time. And I thought, oh, my gosh, she does that thing I hate. Oh, let's just add that to the list of everything else that's wrong. So that's my second one. These are little things that only you... Can you
but
think
why
of anything?
Would the thumb bother you? I don't understand the thumb.
Yes, I know you don't understand. That's why it's a crazy pet peeve.
Okay.
When a person is holding another person's hand, and they just have their hand nicely placed there, they take their thumb and they wiggle it and caress the person with their thumb. I don't like it.
Oh, okay. I guess that would be... That would be kind of, irritating, I guess, if...
No,
I mean,
it's not irritating, I guess. It's not irritating to you, because that's not your pet peeve. You don't
okay.
have to agree with mine. You do not have to agree with mine. All you
okay.
have to do is say, oh, my gosh, that's weird. Why does that bug you so much? And then
well,
I say, I don't
so
know. It's just a weird pet peeve I have. That's what... God. You don't have to go down... the road of life being agreeable to every single thing. It's fine. You don't have that pet peeve. So it's, you probably wouldn't even notice it, anybody doing it. So why should you try to figure out if it's annoying or not? I mean, it's not, okay? So keep thinking of something that annoys you. Maybe nothing does, because you do have a heart of gold. Maybe nothing bothers you that people do or anything.
Well, I guess, I mean, it. I think what it is that if something bothers me, I try to hide it, you know? It's
well,
like,
that's why you had to dig deep today for this show, Johnny.
I know, I understand.
Deep inside and pull out something and stop hiding those pet peeves of yours. Because that's what the show's about, and you had a few days to think about your pet peeves.
Well, I did look up the definition. So it's,
yes, I know you did, and you still don't have one. That's okay. Do you want to know my next one?
Go right ahead.
Okay. When people laugh after everything they say.
Okay.
It can be very annoying because everything they say... You know, that to me is quite draining. So that is another one. I thought you'd have a few to talk about, Johnny.
Well, I mean, I guess you are. You do. I think what it is I probably do have them, but I think it's the ability to verbalize it. You know, it's hard for me, I guess.
What
so,
bothers you? What bugs you? What drives you insane besides lying children?
And customer service representatives. Which, by the way,
okay,
I do for a living.
But why? You're putting them all in one class of being your pet peeve, every single person that helps you on the phone. Because there's so many nice people
they
out there
nice.
Helping people.
They're nice.
They
I think it's,
annoy
pet
you,
peeve. It's just
that nice.
I feel like I'm at their mercy, you know.
Okay, well, maybe that's called an insecurity. Or maybe a caller would call in and tell me I'm wrong. Maybe all those are pet peeves that are really just yours and they're odd, but I don't think so. Okay, I'm going to give you a few things that Google has listed. Okay. Leaving the toilet seat up.
That would be annoying, yes. That would be a pet peeve.
Being late. Being late.
Pet peeve.
Bragging. That is a pet peeve of mine, too.
It's just a pet peeve, somebody canceling in the last minute when they're supposed to meet you.
Yes, that is.
Okay, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
That's a pet peeve.
Okay, good. Slow drivers. Being told to calm down.
Now, that's a pet, yeah. The only reason that's a pet peeve is because it doesn't work. You know, I wound up in the emergency room because somebody told me to calm down. I mean, it was ridiculous. It just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was... My... Well, I just had one of those stressful days. I mean, I was in surgery and everything. And mom and dad kept taking my temperature, and they found out that, you know, it was just getting high. And then, you know, they kept saying, calm down, son, which doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work because, you know, Johnny's blood pressure kept getting higher. And
So telling you to calm down is a pet peeve because it doesn't work. But that's good. I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm glad you're okay. I just want to continue because this is the topic right now.
Right, go ahead.
The pet peeves are the topic. Okay. Clipping your nails in public.
Okay.
Complaining. Couples arguing in public. Littering. Loud chewing or drinking. That is actually on my list, and it has been my whole life because my dad was very adamant about us not smacking. He would just call it smacking when you would, you know, chew with your mouth open or not. It just was smacking. He didn't like it. So I always grew up knowing not to smack. And I noticed it a lot when other people did. So that is a pet peeve. Okay, what about not taking responsibility?
Well, that should be a pet.
Right. I guess that is kind of like lying children, okay? Because if
right.
not taking responsibility is one, then lying children is one. So you've got two pet peeves now.
Okay.
Okay. Staring at someone's phone. Ooh, that's a new one. Staring at someone's phone. You mean like over their shoulder? Or when the person is on the phone during dinner? I don't know, but I guess both would be pretty bad.
I think that would be annoying because of the fact that, you know, it's somebody is on the phone and then they say, oh, this person's calling you, you know, and it's a private thing. You don't stare at my phone, you know.
No, I don't do that either, Johnny. When people, like, look at my phone and then they tell me I've got a call when I heard the bing, too. So just because the phone rang doesn't mean I have to go run to the phone and be a slave to it like you are. I meant in general. Okay, I agree. But what about this one? This one is a very good one because it is pretty dorky. Clapping when a plane lands.
I have heard two different takes on that. One is that it bothers stewardesses, and the other one says stewardesses don't care. But you were a flight attendant. Did that bother you?
No, and it does. It wouldn't be my pet peeve because it doesn't bother me now. It's just when people do it, I'm not really one to partake in the clapping because it just seems just so ridiculous. Just knowing my dad was a pilot for 50 years, he doesn't really need an applause when he lands, you know, because it's not, unless it was a really real storm or something, bad flight and then a great landing, I don't know if applause is really worthy. So it's just a little annoying. It's not a pet peeve of mine. It's just a little annoying. That's all. It's a little dorky kind of well, I am not a part of the group. I'm a passenger. I'm not like going to a camp or something with a bunch of high schoolers here with a hooting and hollering and clapping. So it's just not my style. That's all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear what's next?
Go on.
Do you want to hear what's next? Well, they already said this one, but nail clipping in inappropriate places, of course, that's just not very good manners. Lack of boundaries in general. Pen clicking, people who are one upper. Hey, Johnny, why don't you put Dale through
sure.
on the switchboard because she's calling me right now probably because she hasn't been put through. So, all right, I'll text her. But by the way, you did sound choppy and not clear on this show as well. So I don't know what's going on with your phone.
Hello, Dale.
Hello.
Hello, Dale.
Hello.
You have a caller. You have to introduce her as a caller.
Dale,
our friend Dale.
I'm sitting on this phone for 15 minutes waiting for Johnny to pick up.
Well, you did the right thing by calling me because I alerted him to that fact. So were
yeah,
you listening
well, he
to
tends
the pet peeve?
Do that on purpose.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
were
does.
You listening to the pet peeves?
Yes, I was.
Do
Definitely.
You have any of the same ones that I have?
Well, toilet seat up bothers me. I have a very strange one, which is called bougainvillea syndrome. In Hawaii, when the leaves would get over the cement, it would drive me nuts to the point where I'd have to have my husband go out and cut the leaves so that I could, you know, see the fence. And then I felt totally relieved after that.
That is so interesting. Wow. Just
it was so weird.
About that. Yeah. That's what I want to hear is like the weird ones.
that is weird. And I think one of my biggest pet peeves is watching people bully children or bully other people. Bullies.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Oh,
that bothers
course.
Me the most. You know, because I was bullied as a child. So that really bothers me. Pet peeves other than, what was the list you read? I forgot. There was some on that list that made sense to me. Is Richard on the phone?
He's here. I can put him on.
God.
Hello, Richard.
Johnny, what
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard. Are you calling?
Yeah.
Johnny, what is wrong? You know we're both calling in.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I got one for you.
Okay.
A pet peeve. Long lines and too many people. Crowds of people like at an airport. Now, that came about when I joined the Navy. Every time, you're in a line again. Okay, you have stand and wait. Chow lines, pay lines, medical lines. You're all lined up and probably in alphabetical order. But lines of any kind and crowds of people just turn me off, okay? That's my pet peeve.
Those are good ones. I don't like lines either. That top pet peeves, I mean, there's so many out here. I was going to get some more for Dale. Talking in movies.
Oh, that's a big pet peeve. I hate that. The movie's about to start, and these ladies are up there jabbering. And I just turn around and say, ma'am, would you please be quiet? The movie's going to start, and boom. You know, that really is a pet peeve.
Or even at home when people are talking during your movie at home. Yeah, they have to comment on everything.
That doesn't bother me.
There's another one in that same category. There's one that I've heard that somebody had. They do not like a movie or TV show that actually narrates the movie for them. You know how characters, they explain what's going on during the show. Like Malcolm.
I like that.
I think you do?
Yeah.
What did Johnny say?
Sex and the City was like that.
Yes.
Yeah, but
like that.
I loved it.
I don't mind it.
It's not
my pet peeve. But my dad, he can't stand it. That is his pet peeve. He won't even watch something like that. So everybody's different. Isn't it strange what bothers us?
No. Yeah. I know there's more, but for some reason I can't think of it. I hate being late to go anywhere.
Or you must hate people when they are late, because that was on the list.
No. I usually try to figure out what happened. That
Johnny didn't have
me.
Pet peeves that he didn't have any that were gross. Do you have any that are gross? Like, I don't like it when the people get, like, stuff in the corners of their mouth, the white stuff that fills up when they talk.
It's not a pet peeve, but it's gross. Going to the bathroom and you open up the stall and somebody has already done their business and you go, oh, my God, you know, that I don't like.
Yes, I don't like it when people leave it messier. I always leave some place cleaner than when I leave, no matter what it is. And so that would bother me. That bothers me, too. But the weird pet peeve, the most that bothers me, the one that bothers me the most is the hair. Seeing any loose hair. I don't even want to touch it. I'll have to wear gloves.
Wait a minute. What is that? What hair? I didn't hear that one.
It was the first one I had today. It is loose hair. If it's in the bathtub or on the floor, if any hair touches my foot, any loose hair on a person's outfit, I'll like brush it off of them. Oh my gosh, I will have to clean every bit of hair
anywhere before I'm in the area.
That's odd. I never heard of that one.
Since I was little.
I think a lot more things have bothered me, but as I get older now, I'm noticing that a lot of things aren't bothering me.
That's
you know,
good.
That used to. You
me
know,
too.
As I get older, I go.
Me too.
I go, who cares, you know?
Oh, you know what is annoying,
though?
Another one? When the people baby their dog, like it's a human being, and they talk to it, and it's like nonstop 24/7 to talk to that dog like that.
You need to meet my husband. That's what he does. He talks to that dog 24 hours a day. He has conversations with the dog that he would never have with me.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. Well, it depends on the way that they're doing it. But
no, my dog, he bathes my dog, but they bathe together, and they have this unusual, I don't know, what is it, Richard? It's kind of weird.
Well, you both do that. I do that. I talk to the dog. You talk to the dog. Like this morning, the dog came in about 3 o'clock in the morning and jumped on the bed. You know, a 90-pound German Shepherd. All of a sudden, you've got a nose in your ear. Okay. Dog wanted to be talked to.
No, he wanted you to play with him and take him out.
I know.
That's what he wants. Dogs are funny. They're really funny. I don't know. It's just...
Well, I think that's plenty. How many things do we need in our life that bug us? Hopefully not that many, but just a few. Each person has a weird few. Yours with the bush that needed to be cut a certain way, otherwise it just annoyed the heck out of you. I think that's
a good one.
Yeah,
I'm that way. Or, you know, where the lawn has to be mowed, it drives me nuts. It's like, mow the friggin' lawn already, you know.
Exactly.
You know, but that bougainvillea on the vines of the fence drove me nuts.
I wrote something down. It was my last one, and then I couldn't read the writing, and then I just read it. Okay, this one is really a weird one that you guys are going to think, what? Ever since I was little, I cannot touch my tongue on the popsicle stick. When the popsicle's done, if that stick touches my tongue, I will get cringed out so badly.
You're strange. You are very strange. I don't know, Richard, you must have other ones.
No, that's all I can say.
I want to see what Johnny thinks about that, licking the lip popsicle stick, the roughness of it.
Well, I eat popsicles all the time, and that never happens to me, so no, that's not a pet peeve.
Okay,
not
so
mine
you
either.
Probably never noticed. You probably never even, I'm the only one who thinks that feels bad.
Yep, got that right.
Okay, I found one that nobody else has. Because there's got to be a lot of other people that don't like hair in the drain and anywhere around their feet. But the popsicle stick thing, I think I have my own there with that.
That's for sure. But I'm running out of pet peeves because there's not too much that bothers me. Except, let's see, when I get up in the morning, I just like to have to go wherever I'm going. I have to... You know, get dressed. I'll go in and I'll wake up Richard. And I go, come on, get up. That already doesn't know what time it is. He goes, why? And I go, oh, we're going to curve. So, you know, I'm sure that's got to be a pet peeve with him.
Doesn't matter now anyway, because you've run out of pet peeves and so have we, and we've run out of time because our show is over. So thank you.
Oh, it was only a half hour?
Yes.
Well,
and now,
how come Johnny
thank God you're here because Johnny's obviously gone somewhere. I don't know.
No,
where.
I'm right here.
Well, why do you just
Why did you forget about me, Johnny?
I didn't
15
forget
minutes
about
into the show.
I
yeah,
didn't
you did. You go,
about
I'm doing.
No.
You go, I'm doing a show.
I did not forget about you. It's just that
well,
we were talking.
I'm not taking calls.
But you called
yes.
in and you told us your pet peeve is just fine, though. I don't know what's wrong.
Well, he wrote me and said, I'm not taking calls yet.
Oh, probably because we were going to go over the pet peeves together first
yes,
before we took
meant,
calls.
Yeah. That's what that meant, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
sorry.
Not against you personally. We had a show plan.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sorry. So I didn't know you had just a half hour. I thought you did an hour.
No, I just feel like that's plenty of time to discuss pet peeves. 30 minutes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to discuss?
No. No, I don't. I keep it on topic. We're just going to keep it on topic, Dale. And
well, I can't wait till Friday. I have a lot to tell you.
Oh, good. Yes,
lots
everybody who's listening, Friday with Psychic Dale Shear, Psychic Fridays, tune in for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at
that's
5
good.
O'clock or 8 o'clock. Yes, I have a lot to tell you. And it's
well,
going to
be
fun.
And also, you guys, my voice, can you tell it's very low? Because I can't talk any other way. I have a little bit of a chest cold cough. And this was the only phone call I'm making today because yesterday I think I almost lost my voice being on the phone. It was straining. I got my little cold from my daughter. She had a cold last week, and now I got the cold. But it's not my nose. It's just the cough. Luckily, I haven't coughed for 30 minutes, but it's a very horrible cough that sometimes is dry and not. So that's what's going
on
with
me. Did you check for COVID just for the hell of it?
No, I'm not going to do that. It's like a cold. I don't have any fever.
I don't know anybody that gets colds anymore.
Oh,
my voice goes my voice goes in and out because of the dryness. It's so dry here. And then when we get the humidity up, I'm fine.
I'm just saying that everybody gets a cold who has a kid. They are still getting colds like myself. But I do have my flu shot. I don't have the flu, though. There's no cure for the common cold. So that's what I have. Oh, that's another pet peeve. I don't like it when people come around to the workplace or a fun place or any place when they have a cold, because then other people will get it because it's so easy to catch a cold. So I did cancel my drum lesson today. I'll probably just do it Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you are going to be on the show.
You're
going to be on the show Friday, right?
I know, for 1 hour out of my 24 hours that I have been allotted from God.
That's so cute. You are so cute. Johnny, are you there?
I'm right here. I'm listening to everyone.
I know, but you don't say anything.
Well, we like to end it on a good note of positivity, even though it was negative, because pet peeves, they're annoying and they're buggy and they're bothersome. That is negative, but let's close with a very positive moment and tell everybody to go to Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel and meditate with Psychic Dale Shear's videotapes that are there waiting for you, free to listen to, and calm yourself down, even though it doesn't work. Right, Johnny?
That's right.
To tell yourself that it doesn't, but it does when you listen to these meditation tapes by Dale.
Yeah, it even puts me out. That's pretty good. I just like, you know, or I just went out in the sun for a little bit and I was just snoring away. I don't know. It's just warm. It's hot out. Hello?
Oh, yeah? It looks like he was trying to call, but I think maybe I called him by accident.
Yeah.
Johnny,
must have been
before we get cut off, let's say goodbye. And Dale, here is
yes.
one of our callers today because she had some pet peeves, but everybody knows she's our psychic Dale Shear for Psychic Fridays. So don't forget to tune in at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and have your specific question ready. And we'll be there for you, everybody. So thanks for listening. And maybe we'll do a part two if some of you come up with some real crazy things that we would like to hear about. Otherwise, if you're just on the list, like the rest covered it. We only want to hear like the real weird, crazy pet peeves at this point.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I thought Johnny was ignoring me, but I got it. It's okay.
Okay.
He's not. And we're thankful to join us. So thanks, you guys. And we will see you, Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, and Richard Conrad. And thank you, Johnny, for producing this show. We will see you Friday. And happy hump day.
Happy days.